In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday after the Ascension, our Gospel speaks of the Holy Spirit coming, who will give testimony to Jesus, and that the apostles too will give testimony to Jesus in the world. Testimony, witnessing to Jesus Christ, his life, all that he did, all that he taught. In imitation of Jesus, the apostles were to imitate Jesus and bring Jesus' teachings and himself into the marketplace, into before the eyes of the world. This was what the apostles were to do and what we are to do in every age, in our age today. We are to bring Jesus and witness to him, to the world, to our families, and make him alive. And this is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit brings Jesus alive today, makes him fresh and new today. This is the role of the Holy Spirit. So we're not, our faith is not 2,000 years old, not just that memory, but is alive today and fresh and strong and new and living in our day. And the Holy Spirit is doing that in each one of us. And we are to witness to Jesus by our example in our families and in the workplace and in the marketplace, to witness to Jesus. We're all witnesses and giving testimony to Jesus, and we can do this in so many ways. You know, today we're speaking of the new evangelization in the world. We need to make the Catholic faith alive, the Christian faith alive. We need to make Jesus alive in the world again today, in the hearts of men, to bring the teachings and the person of Jesus straight into the world and make him like the neon lights in the world, and make him speak from the housetops, make him understood and known, make the faith and the beauty of our Catholic faith known. And who's going to do that? You and only you, and only you and me, who come to church, who pray, who live our faith. We have to have our faith alive and strong, and we need to be zealous, because if we don't have that fire, nobody will. And so it's a witness that we have to give to the world. And so there's a zeal that's required, that calls for a zeal and a promotion, an offensive into the world. We're promoting our faith. We're not on the defensive. We're not hiding. We're not secluding ourselves. We're not just in our family and closing the doors and the windows and the blinds and living our faith that way. No, we're spreading it. We were just talking amongst the friars the other day about a woman during the days of martyrdom who was afraid. All her friends were being killed, and she just hid. She just hid because she was afraid, and then she was ashamed and repented, and then she went out and exposed her faith to the authorities, and then she was executed and martyred as well. She came out, and she witnessed to her faith in Jesus and to her Catholic faith, and she paid the price, which was the price of the promise of Jesus for heaven. And this, so we want to do the same, to go out with our faith on our sleeve, to go out and speak, and to be on the offensive, because we have so much to give. We have so much to give with our Catholic faith, so much hope, so much truth in this world of error and blindness and confusion, so much truth of the faith, so much beauty and so much hope and so much of the love of God and the mercy. We want to give all of it, give the whole picture. We want to give the truth of our faith, the truth of the teachings of Jesus, but also his hope and his mercy and his love to the world, and such a positive message to the world. And you and I embody this in ourselves. And we have to go out and spread it in all the different ways we can do it. You know, not all of us have different gifts to give to other people to spread the teachings of Jesus, to be testimony, to be a witness of Jesus. We can do it on the streets if we have that gift. And there's, you know, we talking amongst the friars of this new evangelization, this new movement that's coming up that we see, even in the friars are participating on it, preaching in the streets. You know, I used to do it in